So we should talk about, before we even get into the official interview the way I normally, why people are hearing a crowd in the background. We're at the racetrack, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like your dog's about to win, too.
Did you bet on Seabiscuit or Seahorse?
Seabiscuit, all the way.
No, all kidding aside, we're at South by Southwest, and we are, they're drinking. They've got their drinks already. I'm really kind of bummed out. Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Mark Bond.
And Matt Pelham, and we're 2/4 of the features.
So this ain't no stinking new band, and one of the things that's really interesting to me about talking with bands and artists is that everybody thinks, boom, it just happens. And of course, we all know that it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, Roger and I, the bass player and I, we grew up together and started playing music in middle school. And that led into high school and then college, and that's when we formed the features. So that started right around 94. And we've been going. We joined an independent label out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that was kind of doing well at the time in the early to mid-90s, called Sponge Bath Records. And we stayed on that for several years, and when it collapsed, we sort of moved on and started doing our own thing. But, we've been around pretty good while around, you know, Murfreesboro, Nashville area.
Am I mistaken in the fact that your first full length was never really released, just a couple of tracks made their way to the world?
Yeah, that's true. We actually recorded 2 full lengths that were never released in the early mid-90s. So it wasn't until we recorded an EP and, you know what, 3. We recorded 3 albums that weren't released. Yeah, and then we recorded...
It might be some sort of record, unintended.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about that. And then we recorded an EP, which we released ourselves because we were so tired of things not being released. I think that's one of the reasons we ended up leaving the independent label we were on. We would record records for them, but they wouldn't get released.
So, yeah.
We're on our 6th record right now.
Even though the world is only heard.
Probably 1. Does it seem like... I don't know. We're all sort of homebodies, and we're reclusive, I guess, in a sense. We don't... Like South by Southwest is the complete opposite of, I think, what our personalities enjoy.
So you signed, or whatever you want to call it, Bug Music became involved in 2007. Is that correct?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Right? So that's 5 years ago. And even so, talking about what it takes to do this, unless I'm terribly mistaken, the latest record, the quote, latest record, which I will get to, I know it's not your...
Oh, you know what?
Wasn't 2007, because we released Some Kind of Salvation, which was our second official release in, I think, 2009, and then they came on board right around that time.
So 2009, so that's still 3 years ago, right? And unless I'm terribly mistaken, even though we're sitting here at a promo party... I've received your record over the past year multiple times.
You know, since we've started, it's really weird how much this business has changed and how different things are. I mean, you know, when we started out playing, there wasn't Twitter, there wasn't Facebook. All these things were, none of it existed. So for us to even sort of open ourselves up to that whole idea of promotion and being that kind of band is foreign. So it's bizarre, man. The whole thing is really weird to us.
Well, and it's interesting because I'm going to read you a quote from some article, and it's a very short one. It said, the features who have had limited success in the U.S. but have opened up pretty heavily in the U.K.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really amazing to me, because I'm one of those guys that everybody says, oh, he can pick whether a UK band is going to make it in the US. And then there's people in the UK that can predict whether a US band's going to make it in the UK. And yet, with all of this lovely social media we have, it doesn't really matter, because there really shouldn't be, when you think about it, why would it be that you would be more popular to people? You're from friggin' Murfreesboro. Why would you be more popular to people in Manchester, England, than you would be in Omaha, Nebraska? Doesn't quite add up, does it?
I don't understand how it works. I honestly don't think anyone does. I think you just sort of fly by your seat of your pants and just kind of see what happens. And we've been doing it so long, it's like we don't expect anything anymore. We just do it because we like to do it, you know. So I feel like that's sort of where our success lies, you know, just that we're doing something we like to do. So
I'm going to skip to a quote that I saw in another interview because I love this line. We don't need to be surrounded by candles and incense to be creative. That you kind of get in the studio and you kind of mess around and you make the music, right?
That's pretty much what we do. I mean, stuff that we recorded on the last record was, we came up while we were in the studio and just, I don't know, just, it comes pretty, I don't know, we're not trying to like do any, I don't know, we're just playing music, just doing what we like to do, you know, and it, that
yeah,
comes
I
pretty.
I feel like it's pretty easy for us, really. We do what we like to do, we write the songs that we want to hear and that we think we'll like. And then hopefully, you know, other people will listen. But ultimately, I don't think that's our goal. I think it's just to, you know, do what we like to do. So.
You're small town people. It's not like you grew up in, you know, in the crazy co-writing big action of even Nashville, which acts like a small town that's, you know, obviously a big town. But that's not where you, from whence you came.
I think so, definitely. I mean, growing up, we didn't have the exposure kids do now to music. So I don't know. There was something really nice about it, though, because I would have to travel to like three different counties to find a record I was looking for at the time, you know. Yeah, and it wasn't instantaneous. So I don't know, and there was something really nice about that, and I miss it, honestly. I miss the, you know, the search and the mystery in music. And now, you know, with everything being instantaneous and seeming like people want reality shows, it's really, I don't know, I'm not as into it. We've always been a band that writes a lot, and we record quite a bit, and we're always ready to, and I think that's what it boils down to, is that's our favorite thing to do as far as, you know, being in a band. That's it. It's like writing and recording, I think, is our favorite thing. So
I've invented a thing that I've done literally with hundreds of bands, and they tend to trade them. I call it a musical sandwich, and it's my little secret. It's two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.